Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Pekudim. Okay, it's Pasuk, Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Ches. The last Pasuk of Parshas Pekudim. Ki Anan Hashem, the Anan, the cloud of Hashem, right? Al Mishkan Yomam, that's the pillar of light, is on the Mishkan Hashem Yomam, during the day. Ve'esh tiyeh laila bo, and the pillar of fire will be on the Mishkan Hashem at night. Le'enei, in the eyes of Kol Beit Yisrael, the whole of the Jewish people. Bechol masa'ehem, in all of their journeys. Nearly, says the Ben Ish Chai, Basiyata Dishmaya, Bahagdim mashkata Rabbeinu Arizal. First, let's say what the Arizal says. B'shach kavanot daf nun beis. B'drush aleph de arvis. The first drush of arvis. V'zeh l'shana. This is what he says. Aval b'tfilas arvis. Tfilas arvis. Einene dome l'tfilas shachar. It's not similar to tfilas shachris. Ki az shahaya bokeh, when it was daytime, morning time. Haya hachesed mit orerbo. It's a time for chesed, which was mit orerbo, which was awakening in during the day. That's the time for shachar. Shachar, like we said before, is chastecha baboker emunatecha balela. So it's a time for chesed, morning, right? Boker is a lashon of, you know, levaker, the things you can see them clearly, right? When there's awe in the world, when there's light in the world, things can be seen clearly. There's a clarity. You see your Creator clearly. That's the concept of chesed. He's in the world. You see him in the world. Vaya. And it was banu koach v'yecholot. We had koach, an ability, la'alot arba olamot. In the morning, we had the ability to go to all the heights of all the four olamot. Min asiya, from the lower world of being, ad ha'atzilus, to the world of emanation. Right, when there's world of asiya, is the world of tarovas tovara, right, the mixture of tovara, right, close to the klipot, close to the Kali. And Atzilus is the world of emanation, that's lo yegur chara, there's no ra, there's only Kodesh Baruch Hu, only Yehuda, only his oneness. V'lachein, nisderu otam sedarim, were created these orders, shel ha-korbanot. Right, we have, like in Shachos, we have the time for the korbanot, for saying the korbanot. V'azimirot, and Suke de Zimra, Vahayotze, and the Bukhras of Kriyat and Kriyat Vahamida, and the Shmona Esrei, right? Kniska le Elbim Komo Ba'orach, like we mentioned above in detail, right? Because each one is going to a different world, right? Korbanot is Asiya, Zimirot is in Mitzira, Yotzer is in Bria, Vamida is in Atzilus. Aval Ata, now, Ba'avis, Kevin Shu Din, it's a time of Din, time of judgment, right? Emuna Techa Balelot, right? Emuna in the night, time of Din, time of not clarity, right? Ein Banu Koach, we don't have the strength, Rak La'alot, Heichaleha Bria Bilvad, only to reach to the heights, the domain of Bria, like the third world, alone. Shu Olam Ha'elion Mekulam, that's the highest world from all of the lower worlds, right? V'ein bo klipot, and there's no kali, there's no sitra achra, there's no bad there, right? V'ilu haya adina kasha, and if it was dina kasha, a hard din, lo hainu ma'alim afilu heichalei bria, right? If it was hard din, we wouldn't be even to get up to heichalei bria. Aval kevin shu dina rafia, since it's dinner rafi, it's a weaker din, a weaker judgment. Anachnu yochlim la'alot, we can't go that to that level. V'im kol zeh, even so, the avit this dinner rafia, ein anachnu maskirim mehem el arak heichalei harachamim. We only can mention the heichalei rachamim, those places of rachamim in the world of bria bilvad alone. Ad kan l'shona. That's the words of the Arizal. So simply speaking, he's saying that Arvis is din, but it's dinner rafia. It's a lower level of din, right? Right. And since it's a lower level of din, we can reach We can reach the worlds of Bria, but we can only reach those worlds of Bria in the worlds of creation, that, you know, the third world, Asiya, Yetziya, and Bria. We can only reach the third world of Bria. Only we can only mention the worlds of Rachamim, the Heichale Rachamim, the compartments, the places in Bria which represents Rachamim. Yeah? V'yadua, he says the Ben Ishchai now. Ki he'anan hu besoda chesed. The anan, right, is soda chesed. That's why it's in the morning. It represents chesed, goodness. V'hu sholet yomam. It's sholet, it has dominion during the day. V'esh hu din, esh which represents judgment, v'agvura, and gvura, the Amud Eish, which represents Din, will be in the Machne at night. Shesholet Balayla, has dominion at night. Ach Nakit Eish, it chose the word Eish, Betam Zakef Katan. It used the word Eish, Betam Zakef Katan. See, has on the, like, this, look at Vav with two dots, the Nikud is Zakef Katan, right? Sorry, Zakev Gadol. Shemisparo Ku. Its geometrical value is Ku. Right? Because the two dots are 10. Each dot is 10. And the Vav is 6. That's like a Vav. It's just Ku. 26. Kaminyan Shem Havaya. Like the minion, Shem Havaya. Right? Lirmoz, to hint, Shu Dinarafya. Because Havaya represents Rachamim. Havaya represents Rachamim. Shem Havaya represents Rachamim, therefore it's Dina Rafia. So it's saying this Eish, because Eish could represent Dina Kasha, could represent a strong Din, or Eish could represent a light Din. So since we have Zakef Gadol, which is two dots and a Vav, which is Kafav, which represents Shem Havaya, and Shem Havaya represents Rachamim, so this Eish is a representation of Dina Rafia. Of lighter din, shenirpa aledei herat shem havaya, that became lightened through this akef gadol, which is represented the shem havaya milamala, from above. V'lachein anan shu chesed, anan which is the chesed in the world, sholet yomam, right, is has dominion during the day, because anan, as we know, anan is mayim, mayim is always chesed, right? That's sholet in the during the day. V'lachein ye mimenu. Ezer v'siyua le'enei kol Yisrael. It will be a help and a siyua to the Jewish people, right? Because the anan ki anan Hashem al mishkan yomam ve'esh tia laila bo le'enei kol Yisbeit Yisrael v'chol maseh. It will be a help to the Jewish people. Hem hatfilot shobeit Yisrael. These are the tefillas of the Jewish people. Shumuchanim b'shem inayim, right? That they prepare them in the name of inayim, right? These will be le'enei, these tefillahs of Shacharis, which represents the Anan, and Arvis, which represents Eish, right? It's Eish, which is Dina Rafia, will be le'enei kol Beis Yisrael. They will be for eyes for the Jewish people. B'chol mas'eim, in all their ways, i.e. the Ha'ara, the influence you get from your Shacharis and from your Arvis, that Ha'ara, that light will give you the ability to see the right way in your going in the world on that day and in future days. Yomam v'layla. B'chol arba olamot. In all these arba olamot, ki kol olam masa b'fnei atzmam. He's saying it'll show you the way in all the arba olamot, because each world is a journey in of itself. Oh, so that's basically how he's explaining the pasuk. Again, he's saying, ki anan Hashem al mishkan yomam. The anan which represents chesed, right, will be on the Mishkan during the day, on the morning. That represents Tefillah Shacharis. Ve'esh tia laila bo, and the esh, which is Dinya Rafia, which represents Arvis, right, will be laila bo. Le'enei, to be give you eyes, that ha'ar that comes from your tefillahs will give you the eyes for Kol Beis Yisrael, for the whole of the Jewish people, b'chol maseim, in all their journeys through the worlds of Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Atzilus. That's what he explained. And in their lives, because that's what it means, these journeys. When you journey through these worlds, you actually journey through the spiritual worlds. You journey through life through the spiritual worlds. Like every mitzvah you do is a journey in the spiritual worlds. Every action you do is a journey in the spiritual worlds. So it's directing to you in your life. Or Yuvan, he says another pshat, b'siyata d'shmaya, al pi ma shekatav Rabbeinu Zal b'Pri Eitz Chaim, according to the Arizal in Pri Eitz Chaim, shetzarich ha'adam lizgo einav ba'avis. A person needs to close his eyes, avis, mishar shematchil birkas kriya shema, from the time he starts birkas kriya shema, v'yishayer be'einayim sgurot. He should remain with closed eyes, b'chol kriya shema, throughout his kriya shema, b'chol birkoteh, and throughout the brachas. V'gam b'tfilah samid, and also in the Shemona Esra, the Dabans, masha'en kein b'shachris mincha, which is not the case in shachris and mincha. He only needs to close his eyes when he davens amida. V'hatam, and the reasoning, he says, shetzayir lizgo mitchilat omro birkas asher bidvaro ma'arei varavim. And the reason we have to close our eyes at the time of Arvis, when we say asher bidvaro ma'arei varavim, ad siyum kol amida, until the end of the whole amida. Mipnei, it's because ki halayla hu choshech. The night time is a time of darkness. Shenech shachin einei Rachel, the eyes of Rachel became dark. Mash'ein came beyom, which isn't the case during the day. Rachel represents the Shechina. So kiviyachol, the Shechina is the light, einei Rachel became dark, means the Shechina in a certain way doesn't see where to go. It's an unclear time. V'lekach tzarik lizgo ha'einayim, and therefore we close our eyes. Dome to Rachel, who's nechshach eneha, the Shechina, which is also kiviyochel, is the eyes are closed. Lirmos, to hint el hachoshech, to this time that we don't have a clear view of the world. We don't have a clear. It's not a clear time. Night time is not a clear time. Emunatecha, emuna. Person has emuna when he doesn't see clearly. That person's emuna takes him through the dark times. Ubezeh tavin. In this, you will understand. Ma inyan bechinas choshech. You'll understand this concept of darkness. Umehechan nechshach, and where from when it becomes dark. V'gam lama choshech b'layla. Also, why nighttime is a time for darkness. V'lo b'yom, not the time of the day, because the reason it's time for darkness because the einayim of Rachel, the einayim of the Shechina is dark, is closed those times. Ad kan l'shem. That's the end of the Arizal. You in sham. V'zeh sha'ama v'eish. Shuha din vahagvura, Eish, which represents din and gvur, tia laila bo, will be in there at night. Rotzalama comes to say, afilu chelek hasheni hanikra laila, even the second period, which is called laila, i.e. day and night, right? Zeh hadin, and this represents din, shu sod hachoshech, which represents a time for darkness, nirmaz leinei ko beis Yisrael. There'll be a hint, leinei ko beis Yisrael, b'chol masaehem, right? It'll be for the eyes, this light will be for the eyes of the whole Jewish people and all their travelings. Bechol daika, hen bekriyat shema, whether it's bekriyat shema, hen bebirkoteh, hen betfilas amida. This tefillah of ours will give us the ability to see. This ha'ar of our tefillas mincha, of our tefillas arvis, will be our eish, our amud eish, which gives us the ability to see in the darkness. This darkness is used because of shechina, kiviyochol. There's no clarity at night. We don't know where we're going. Like Mr. Sharam explains that, you know, at night time an amud could seem to be like a person. There's no clarity. When a person doesn't have clarity, there's no where he's going. He makes mistakes. He can fall down. He can fall into a hole. Right? He can have dimyonot. He can have imagined things to be what they aren't. That's the time of din. When life isn't clear, we're not sure where we're going. Right? So we need a nayim. We need a point of view, we need a way to see. That's Tfilas Arvis, that's the time for davening Arvis, that's Amud Eish, our Tfilas are Amudim, to show us Amud Boke, Amud Eish, to show us the way in which we have proper inayim, to see clearly, to see proper God's ways, to go in the way of Hashem. Be'ezrat Hashem.